called Woolmer Municipal Utilities meeting to order. Is Bruce here?
He's here.
Okay.
We'll call a meeting to order. Today is Monday, November 8th at 11:45 a.m. And since Bruce, you're already up, we're going to rise with you to do the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, any changes to the agenda? If not, we'll move into the consent agenda, which consists of our minutes from October 25th and bill payments in the amount of just over $215,000. Mr. Herron, anything in bill payments to look at?
Thank you, Commissioner Matter. On page six, the Hanover Insurance Group, I'd like to point out that's builder's risk. We normally buy the builder's risk on our for our project. It's cheaper for us to buy it than it is to have the contractor provide it. So that's what we have there.
Any questions? Matt, I'd look for approval. Resolution for approval.
So moved.
Second.
A resolution and a second. Discussion. All right, Ms. Mathias, and roll call, please.
Commissioner Johnson?
Aye.
Muskie?
Aye.
Mattern?
Aye.
DeBleek?
Aye.
Mabou?
Aye.
That passes. Thank you. Next, we'll move into the monthly financial reports, and I'll turn that over to Ms. Brecker.
Thank you. Starting with the electric. The residential and commercial industrial revenues are up about $700,000 from the prior year. Expenses are down about $400,000, leaving the overall retained earnings up about $1.6 million from the prior year. Moving on to water. After factoring in the 20% rate increase for 2021, those residential and commercial industrial revenues are up about $160,000 from where we'd expect them to be. And expenses are up about $490,000 from the prior year, leaving the overall retained earnings up about $180,000. And all divisions combined, the overall retained earnings are up approximately $1.3 million from the prior year after factoring in that 20% rate increase for the water division. And our graphs are on the next page. And for the investment portfolio, there's nothing to note, but this does show our balance of approximately $43 million.
Very good. Thank you. Any questions? Overall, financials are looking good, so we'll take that as a positive thing. Thank you for the update. All right. We will move on to the next item, and we're looking at our wind turbine report for October. Mr. Marty.
Thank you, President Matter. As you can see, we had a stellar month. Turbine 3 is still experiencing some issues, and it's actually down most of the time because of the speed sensor. We have the part ordered. It was supposed to be here late last week, or early last week, actually, and we found out Friday afternoon that it's stuck in customs. Being it's coming from Germany, we are having the vendor try and locate that. Total output for the month, 413,446 kilowatt hours. You can see turbine 3 was only available 36% of the time, where turbine 4 continues to kind of be our workhorse out there. Total then on the second page, cumulative for the year, 4.7 million kilowatt hours. So we're hoping, we're kind of missing out, unfortunately, on a really, typically October, November, September is our windiest periods, and that's when we have a turbine down. So we're hoping to rebound and make some, hopefully salvage a good year out of it yet. So questions on that turbine or repair that I can answer for you?
I don't remember if I asked this another time, but do you receive calls when they're down, like what the heck?
We typically don't see a lot here. You may actually see that more than we would.
Okay.
And that's we try and push out. If we know it's going to be down for an extended period of time, then we'll have Beth push out an email and let you all know that.
Okay.
In case you do field questions. That's what we were doing last month, was trying to reset the turbine, just, you know, so visually the folks in the community see it moving. They feel good about that.
They do.
If I could put a squirrel cage up there and let them run, and I would.
That's a thought.
Yes. Right. But as this problem got worse and worse, they were ending up that they would reset it and it would run for 10 minutes. And so we just shut it down. We keep it faced into the wind and in a certain brake mode, so it won't do damage. You know, it moves with the wind and stays safe that way, and the pumps keep moving. So.
Commissioner Johnson, expand on that a little bit. When the turbines were newer, every time they stopped turning, we would get pulled.
Yeah, I heard that. That's why, yeah. I just wondered if that's what happened.
Yeah, last couple of years, when they quit turning, we usually don't hear from the public anymore.
Okay. So, good.
Whether it be good or bad, I don't know, but yeah.
Probably good.
I've gotten used to them being down, evidently. Yeah. Any other questions?
The speed sensor part, have we replaced that before, or is this the first?
We actually did replace that. You can see back in, was it March of this year, we put the same sensor in turbine 4. And when it failed this time in turbine 3, we took those, what we learned that time, and applied it to the other turbine, and it absolutely was in a different, not even in the same code with how we ended up there. We ended up with the same part, but the turbine 3 was giving us different answers to those diagnoses. So, yeah, it's a lot of chasing and working through the systems to say, yes, definitely, it's this really expensive part instead of this really expensive part, all of which nobody has anymore. But we were able to find a vendor in the United States that works with that company in Germany still. And so each time these things happen, we add another contact to the list. And it's just challenging for the guys to diagnose them. I know they get frustrated with it. So.
Okay. But the delivery on that is unknown?
Right. We know it's in customs. That's all we know. He emailed me Friday afternoon, and I called him from the road, and he was going to do some checking this morning and see if he could figure out what happened to it. We did pay expedited shipping to get it in 2 weeks instead of 4 weeks, and now we're pushing on to 4 weeks, and they'll refund us our expedited shipping. But I know, just with the logistics background or backlog right now, some things that are happening that way, it's causing some challenges anytime you get something out of the States, basically.
So, okay. I'll keep us informed.
Will do.
Any other questions? All right.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
We will move on to item number 6, the EAA update. Mr. Riddell.
Good morning, Commissioners. Today I'm coming back to you with the EAA report. I was here back in June to give you some information about where we were looking in terms of our cost of power. And currently you can see in this graph, there are three items in this graph: the blue bars, the gray bars, and the line. That line is what was put together in 2019 by, I believe it was Mr. Berg, by Dave Berg, who estimated that we in 2021 should be paying $60 per megawatt hour. And those blue bars up until September are actual numbers. Now, what I can tell you is in July and September, those numbers were higher than our estimates that we had prior. Part of that was because it was hotter weather, especially in September. And in October, November, and December, those blue bars are also estimates based on last year's consumption, which may increase. But based on all the information we have right now, that gray bar at the end of the year is at $60. So at this time, we still don't need to implement an EAA, but we will continue to look very carefully in October and November to see where those prices are monthly, to see if that's something we're going to need to initiate.
Thank you, Chris. Any questions on the EAA update? Pretty straightforward. All right. Thank you very much. We will move into the general manager's report. Mr. Herron.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Matter. First item on there is where David Church stopped in. It was actually our last commission meeting. Stopped in after the meeting to inform us that our project or our request did not qualify for any grant or earmarked dollars. So we're out of that. So we're looking at other options at the federal level. In fact, I got another meeting today to talk about some different programs that we may qualify for. So we'll see where it goes. Next item on there, we do have full commission again. Dave Baumgart is our new commissioner. Council appointed him at the last council meeting, so thank you. Dave is on vacation, I believe, this week, so he should be with us at our next meeting. So we welcome Dave. Then we have a planning committee meeting coming up next week, Monday. You can see the agenda items there, so we have a number of items on there. It'll be a full slate, and it'll probably be pushing hour and a half before we're through those. And then we have tentative agenda items for two additional meetings, labor committee and a planning committee. Also here, just before we come into the meeting, Ed Zern, our line department supervisor, brought in a request from the Celebrate the Lights group that's setting up out at Robbins Island. They're looking for us to help again out there. Estimated cost to help is going to be about $1,920, estimated as of this morning. So you'll see our crews out there helping set that up again. We've been out there helping since they moved into town here. So we've always spent some time out there. So we're out there along with many other volunteers. Co-op is out there too, I understand. They're helping as well. So we appreciate the guys' willingness to help. That would conclude my updates unless there's additional questions.
Thank you. Any questions?
I was just going to ask, in terms of what we can qualify for the future, this bill that they keep on talking about, the big infrastructure, would that be any opportunity for utility such as us here?
That's what we're looking at right now. We're looking to see if there's any funds coming out of the infrastructure bill that we haven't explored. We pretty much, the infrastructure bill basically is going, for the most part, to put more dollars in existing programs. And we pretty much looked at all the existing programs already, and the programs that are in place are not really suited for our needs. We'll know a little more here in another month if there's going to be anything. That's what we're looking at. That's what our meeting is today on one of those programs. Might be a long shot, but we're looking at, is there opportunity there to apply? That's through the EDA jobs grant application program. Our project doesn't necessarily directly create jobs, but indirectly it helps create jobs. So we had two meetings already with Darren, the gentleman at the federal level of the EDA that oversees the dollars for the federal EDA grant requests. And we got another meeting today at 2 o'clock. And we'll probably make a decision today whether it's beneficial for us to pursue.
Maybe they can help demo for the power plant.
We asked those questions already too, and David Church's staff is unable to find us dollars for demoing the plant. Good question, though.
Any other questions? Any other business to come before the commission today? If not, we can either play Jeopardy music for 60 seconds, or I would accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We have a motion to adjourn. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you.